Texte numéro 67. Organized wildlife criminals trade in rare species. Bashful and skittish, the white-spotted salamander is intriguing and beautiful. With only about 1,000 adults left in the wild in 4 mountain streams in Iran, it is also critically endangered. 2 years ago, it was listed as one of the first species put at risk of extinction by online dealers. Now, conservationists are warning that the internet is fueling unprecedented levels of illegal wildlife trade, and for many species is the principal threat to their survival. A report, due to be published later this year, concludes that a growing proportion of wildlife crime is using deep web tools associated with serious financial criminals, drug traffickers, and child pornographers. The internet has without a doubt facilitated the huge expansion of illegal international wildlife trading over the last decade, said a member of the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network Traffic. Rare jewels of the forest can now be caught, boxed, and shipped almost overnight, just like any other express commodity. It is a wide-ranging business. Elephant ivory is used for ornaments, and parts of tigers and rhinos are used in traditional medicine or ground down and added to wine. Pelts from leopards and polar bears fetch high sums, while rare reptiles, birds, and fish are bought as pets. Global Financial Integrity, a Washington lobby group, last year estimated the global illegal wildlife trade to be worth at least £5 billion. Various reporting systems and investigations suggest commercial exploitation of many at-risk species has reached or is close to an all-time high. Protected live animals and body parts are still traded in shops and markets in cities such as Bangkok and Jakarta. However, much of the business is now handled online by middlemen using varying degrees of secrecy. Previous investigations found a lot of trade taking place relatively openly on auction sites, via classified ads, and in enthusiast chat rooms. Products from rhino, tigers, and elephants are often advertised as historical artifacts without documentary proof. Animals caught in the wild are described as captive bred. Acronyms, misspellings, and code words are used to evade detection. An investigation by the International Fund for Animal Welfare highlighted the sale of elephant ivory items on 8 eBay websites in a single week. The online marketplace has banned such sales, but conservationists say sellers simply avoid using the word ivory in item descriptions. In August, a search on eBay's UK site for oxbone, a euphemism for elephant ivory, yielded more than 5,000 results. Online wildlife trade is seen as a high-profit, low-risk activity by some criminals, said the chairman of the International Fund for Animal Welfare. A lot is shifting from publicly accessible sites to dark corners of the web. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2012.